Hey, Connections Podcast listeners, this is Jack. I just wanted to tell you this is a super secret podcast because no one except the three people working on it have any idea about what all is going to be auctioned off starting next Sunday. But we're going to reveal a special preview to you today to talk about some of the items that you can be so excited about bidding on. So, welcome to the podcast. Don't tell.
Welcome to the Connections Podcast, a podcast devoted to how Unitarian Universalists of San Mateo connect to our beloved community. I'm your host, Jack Brennan, Connections at UUSM. Today's podcast is about our upcoming All Together Now auction. My guests are Hildur Carlin and Karen Zentner. And today we're going to talk about the next step in the auction, which is bidding. Everybody's got to start bidding on Sundays. And it's going to be so much fun to get started on that process. I don't even know what's available. That's some of what we're going to talk about. Before we get to like, how do you bid and all that, tell us what some of the, give us a preview of some of the cool things that you got in the offer.
Oh, wow. There's a lot. Definitely, I would say we are a rather food focused, socializing focused group. We have food and wine that you can get prepared from people, such as flans, cakes, soup, cookies, hot dish. Jack, do you know what a hot dish is?
I do. It involves tater tots and heat.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about hot dish. I am from Minnesota. Yeah, the most famous classic hot dish does involve tater tots on the top. But my other understanding of hot dish is it's just what we call a casserole. In Minnesota, we don't really say casserole. We might call the dish a casserole, but the thing in it is a hot dish. There's like tuna noodle hot dish, the tater tot one you're talking about. And I think these days, I even have a cousin who made a cookbook and updated a version of the hot dish. So that's it's cool. Just a longstanding vernacular in the Minnesota English language. And our soon-to-be new Reverend Laura will be making a hot dish that she's offering up for auction.
All right.
Yeah. And we have chai, which was delicious. I won it one year. We have restaurant gift certificates, and we have many dinner parties. We have a Mexican dinner party. We have a Spanish dinner party. We have breakfast for dinner, Jack.
Yes, we do. Deborah and I are making breakfast for dinner for a few people. So
yes, an interesting one. Texas style brisket dinner, which my husband Conrad and I do. We have a dinner with some misadventures of Sherlock Holmes. Outdoor pizza party dinner that I've been to a couple of times. Really good. You get to make your own pizza, gluten-free or not, at the Cohen's house, which is always, we know, a good time. More dinners. French dinner. Yeah. Farmers market dinner. Seafaring sides over on the water in Foster City.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
It sounds pretty interesting. An Esalen dinner by my co-host and her lovely husband. A mushroom dinner. So many dinners. If I forgot a dinner, doesn't mean it's not a good one.
You're making me hungry.
I know.
Yeah, we also have a lot of outdoor adventure type stuff. We have a bike ride, a garden game party for families with kids. We have a backyard Olympics. We also have, this is not outdoors, but a youth cooking class. A wolf walk, which has happened in the past, where you can bring your dog or you can just come if you don't mind dogs. And this time they're throwing in lunch afterwards, which is pretty cool. A hike in the city.
And kayaking.
Kayaking. Thank you, Karen. We also have a return of the Artful Afternoon. This time there are two offerings of it because it was so popular last year. I think you get to make your own little piece of art and there's some nice treats served. We have theater tickets. We have tickets to a magic show where I believe you also get fed and driven in and out of the city for the show.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
Just to have the ride is
A big deal.
Huge. Yeah. Speaking of rides, I have a smaller item where my mom and I will take two people to the museum show of Ruth Asawa and lunch. And we also will drive you to and from the city.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
And then I know that there are a lot of people who have their own passions that are donating things.
Yes.
Like Jeremy is offering two tickets to any of the Fog City Singer performances.
Yeah.
And Dave Merrill.
The tickets are for Masterwork.
For Masterwork. That's going to be fabulous. And then the Brigadoon Musical Theater.
Yeah.
That is at South Bay Musical Theater.
Okay, we also have, you can select two tickets from this season's Hill Barn Theater, which is local. Beautiful sweater. Betsy Blosser's done this for quite a few years. She's offering the sweater again. Along those lines, we have some bouquets by our own Diana Candy.
I'm going to be offering zero balancing sessions again.
There you go.
That's a hands-on work for wonderful relaxation.
Yep.
Feeling good in your body. And Charles is going to offer his chemistry tutoring again. I know it's quite specific, but he's very good at it.
We have Theology on Tap with TNT, Terry and Tovis, and it is quite an event. I went last year. You get to discuss theology while drinking beer in a pub.
And we're going to have a chance to meet our new Reverend Laura.
Oh, yeah. She is a former chef, and she is cooking for a dinner that Diane Russell will be hosting in her home. I think this will be a very hot ticket item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about art in general. We've got some wonderful art that's been donated. Hildur, do you know some specifics?
Yeah, we have some beautiful prints, and we also have some original art. They are paintings that are by a notable artist. Her name is Kevin, and she is a former UUSMer that we're not seeing as much of right now. One of the ones we're auctioning off is a part of a three-piece collection that actually hung in the De Young.
Mm. How?
They do an annual show that highlights a bunch of local artists, and she was in that one year, and that painting sold for $3,000.
Oh, my God.
They're offering it. You want to take a look at that one?
I saw something called a zine by Amanda. Can you explain that, Hildur?
Yeah.
Amanda describes it as a handmade mini magazine, and she's going to make it customized for the winner.
Yeah, we have one at my house, but we have no visual, so I can't show it. You pick the topic, you meet up with Amanda, it's very personal, and you pick the colors and the theme, and she really talks to you about what your vision is and creates this just beautiful little booklet that's just for you. It varies in size. You pick the size with her. She's offering that. You can either get a zine that she made like last year, or she's also offering a zine-making workshop where you get together with her and she has all the supplies. She's going to feed you a bit of food and you make your own zine.
Fantastic.
There's a cool game night.
Who's doing that?
Becky and Colleen. Yeah, there's also the Holiday Lights again this year. And this is the second year that there'll be a gathering at Kathy Van Leeuwen's, who lives very close to the San Carlos Holiday Lights. So that's a great addition that's being repeated this year.
Oh, I love the Holiday Lights.
Me too.
Jack, we also have Dr. Tom Newman. He's offering an evidence-based medicine consultation, and he will use his vast knowledge and specialties to help answer any questions of your choice.
Nice.
And we also have two properties up in the mountains available. One at Incline Village, a condo for a week. Tom Newman has generously offered year after year, to my knowledge. The Collins are again offering their Bear Valley condo, two listings of it.
Oh my gosh.
For a weekend. So a weekend in Bear Valley.
You've got so many different kinds of things. I love that. A huge variety.
And Kate is working very hard getting the auction up online this next week. Our bidding will start on Sunday, March the 30th.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about how they bid. How do people bid? So I know that Kate will send out a link to everybody. So we'll all get an email with the link to this website called Auctria, where you, if you've signed up before, then you just sign in. And if you haven't signed up before, you have to register, but there's no cost to doing that. It's just to go through the, you know, give your name and all that, and they'll set you up an account. And then it's pretty straightforward, as I remember, to do the bidding itself. I mean, it's pretty user-friendly. But if anybody has a problem trying to figure it out, or they can't find what they want, they can't find their own item, or they can't find something they hope to bid on, they can always ask you or Hilder for help.
We'll be available to help if anyone needs it. And it's really fun. Once you get onto the site, then there's the online catalog, and you can see lots of photos of the items and descriptions that are in more depth.
And it tells you, like, what your next bid has to be and things like that. So there's, it's not difficult to do it.
Yeah. We also have a Shakespeare in the Park outing offered by Ham Gerke that includes a picnic. And our family's been involved with the Shakespeare group for a long time. I've been many times. It's a good time. It's a good show. They do a great production.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful to do with Pam Gerke, because she is really an expert when it comes to Shakespeare.
You know that?
Yeah. She did a PhD, I believe, in medieval studies.
What?
Yeah.
This auction is amazing in that I've gotten to learn so much more about people.
Yeah, I know. I love that part. I love it. We can just get all together now.
All together now. Well,
thanks to you too. Thanks, as always, to our listeners. Keep making connections.
Thank you, Jack. And thank you for all of our congregation for the amazing things that they're offering this year.
Yes, thank you.